a proposal dealing with sand mining and local control drew a crowd to the state capitol on Monday. The original bill would have barred local governments in Wisconsin from imposing rules on sand mine operations. The updated version would just prohibit communities from imposing new rules on existing sand mines. Senator Tom Tiffany said he was not going to put a time limit on citizen input at the hearing on his bill, and he held true to his word. Comments trailed on, free of the tick of any timer, for well over 6 hours. Before the public had its chance, committee members lobbed views and concerns back and forth, among them Representative Fred Clark of Madison. He wondered where the bill leaves the 200-plus towns that have not enacted zoning rules on sand mines but develop concerns.
Wouldn't the effect of this bill be to prevent them from adopting an ordinance that would affect those businesses? In other words, they couldn't effectively have an ordinance at all because they didn't happen to have had one at the time that business began operation. I'm wondering, it seems that the bill goes that far, and I'm wondering if you think we should really go that far.
Senator Tom Tiffany countered.
How far will that go then? You're saying that, okay, we can change the rules here. We can change the rules and in some instances perhaps even go so far as to put a business out of operation. Where does that stop then? And I think what we've seen with the sand mining businesses is they've worked willingly with their local municipalities. Many of them have struck agreements.
A representative of the Wisconsin Counties Association stated that its mission is to maintain local control, but the organization did not take a position on the bill. The Wisconsin Town Association planned to follow suit, but that changed just hours before the public meeting. Executive Director Rick Stottleman said the association board held an early morning conference call, and it resulted in a unanimous vote to oppose the bill. Stottleman says the town leader's concerns include what he describes as layers of unknowns around frac sand mining.
This is a fairly new industry, 2 to 3 years, and there's concerns that I hear that maybe we have to look at new issues. Clearly, the silica dust issue, only 6 states have silica dust standards, as I understand it, for neighbors or outside of the site. There may be new issues that could come up in the future for which, with all due respect to the people that have said the state will take over, that local governments may feel they want to get in sooner.
The chair of one town, the town of Oak Grove, trekked to the hearing with her toddler in tow. Sarah Palatichek lives much closer to Minneapolis than Madison, but says she wanted to share her town's story. Palatichek says Oak Grove is located just north of a proposed frac sand project, and her community proactively approved a mining ordinance. Senator Tom Tiffany asked,
why do you feel like your town is not protected then?
No, I feel like we're protected. I feel like we're not heard. And I'm telling you my experience, not because I worry about Oak Grove, because I feel like we have our stuff together. But I think it's worth other people hearing what's going on at the town level, because in all these other little towns, you have similar issues.
Tiffany insists his bill does not diminish local government's ability to use any authority it currently holds, but that the mining industry needs certainty about projects. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.